Warning, the following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, kitties. This is y'all's ghoulie, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
What's going on, guys? Thank you for checking out Slasher Radio. My name is Bones, and as always, I am joined with Kat and Rob. What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Hey there.
My night's not going too great. Before we get in, I don't even know if I want to talk about it at all. But we are joined by a special guest this week, Ghost.
Yay!
Hey.
Ghosty.
Oh, wow, Rob, actually, it was something nice to say when I show up. Appreciate that.
I forgot what we were doing.
Oh, all right. Cool. He probably thought we were recording for this horror life.
Yeah, I didn't mean that.
Where he's better behaved.
He is much better behaved over there.
Gotta put on his butthole hat now.
I am here. Hello.
Well, you are also here for a special occasion. You're like, you've become like the birthday ambassador.
Let me be the birthday. I love birthdays.
I do. I don't anymore. You still.
You know what? After what just happened earlier, I don't blame you.
Yeah. We are celebrating Mr. Rob Humphrey's birthday today.
That's right. It was my birthday, and it was a couple of days ago. And that means it is my birthday pick for this episode. Super excited to get into that. I gave you guys the present and really looking forward to digging into this movie and all sorts of stuff.
I still don't trust your ass.
Nope.
I did a lot of digging throughout. You had announced last week your birthday pick, and I did a lot of digging from then till now. I've been trying to find Canadian references. I've been trying to find Kane Hodder somewhere. I just been on a lookout, and I haven't found anything, but I still don't trust you.
Why can't you just trust me?
No.
Just trust me to be, you know, it's fine. There's no ulterior motive here.
I don't trust.
Mm-mm. All right, we'll see.
But yeah, we are celebrating Rob's birthday. We just got done recording. What the hell were we calling that? Fantasy
casting.
Yes, for the Lord...
Lord Humphrey Audio Entertainment Network, goddammit.
That's the one. That's it. Which you can get on our Patreon. So it was a lot of fun. What were we doing, Rob? We were doing Friday things?
We were casting a Friday the 13th movie.
Yes.
Because we are recording this just after Friday the 13th now, because it's 2 in the morning. But so it was kind of fun. You know, we picked... I don't have the list in front of me, but like an actor to play Jason and an actor to play the final girl and yada, 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 so on. I had fun with that, actually. It was kind of a fun episode. You can check it out on the Patreon. You're not getting that for free. We're tired of you freeloaders. We need you to get over there and support this show, support independent horror. That's what we are.
Mm-hmm.
And, look, if the horror genre dies, it's going to be your fault because you wouldn't come up off a few bucks for the Patreon, you cheap bastard. So get over there and do it and preserve this fine genre that we all love for everybody.
You know, not for nothing. We see a lot of, and not all, because there are still indie darlings that come and both of you shut your mouth now, but Paranormal Activity is a good example, and movies like that who have come from nothing, man, like pennies worth of worth of a budget, you know, and they do still shine. But I mean, you look at movies nowadays, like It, what the hell was the budget for that thing? You know, like they're getting huge dollars, but the horror genre was always built off of that Friday the 13th and scratching for money type thing. And I mean, horror really was built on indie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we are indie. So give us your money.
That's the moral of the story.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's support the show, man. I mean, come on. Yeah, the more
you're coming up on 3 years of this show, right?
Four, I believe.
4 years of the show. That's a lot of free listening you've been doing. you know, maybe it's time you pony up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, don't be a dick.
As a patron, you know, I would like to say you guys are missing out on some really fucking good content.
Oh, speaking of, shit, Ghost got Ghost is a member of the Get the Hose tier, our top tier, which does come with merch. Every 3 months you are subscribed to that tier. You get a merch gift. And Ghost, you got your first merch item, right?
I did. I got it yesterday, actually.
Wow. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you get? I didn't get shit.
Well,
what'd
you get? Are you shit. Subscribed to the Patreon?
No.
Ah, I'm that's not paying why.
For this bullshit.
Freeloader.
There we go.
I am not paying for this bullshit. I'll tell you that right now.
Wow.
So I got a poster, and it is. You know, a lot of times people, you know, they advertise posters and they're just like a fucking 8x10. This is much larger than that. And it's at like really good quality. It's thick paper. It's not like, you know, you go to like Spencer's or Walmart or whatever and get one of those big old posters for your wall. It's all floppy and gross. This one's actually thick.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's actually very, very nice.
Is it my face?
No, thank God.
No. Oh. I thought that's what we were sending out was my face.
I just want to point out that floppy, gross, and thick were all in one sentence. So,
still thinking about Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, that's small, shriveled, and Canadian. Ugh, gross.
It's cold up there now.
Stop talking about Canada and Ryan Reynolds, please. Still fresh.
Sorry.
Yeah, if you want to hear my heartbroken live again, that hasn't happened enough lately. You check that out on the Patreon too. Shows been turned into bullshit.
Yeah, but you got to pay for Mikey's misery too. So,
yeah, or you could just listen to my birthday pick, and you get that one for free. So,
yeah, you cheap bastard.
But yeah, that's also Ghost that got it and sent me a picture of it. I did forget about it. What'd you get it yesterday, Ghost?
Yeah, I got it last night.
Right. So you know, I was worried because, you know, you don't know how these companies do stuff. Like, obviously, it's done through Patreon. So I was a little worried because I would like everybody to get the highest quality of stuff. And yeah, she said it was top tier.
Yeah. As someone who, as a child and young teenager, had posters fucking everywhere, this is one of the best quality ones I've had.
Damn.
Exciting.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, soon to come the Rob Humphrey post. We do need to get that out there to the world, though, not for nothing.
Oh, the people will love it. The people will love it.
Yeah. Get a nice Sharpie ready to go.
You are going to see the Patreon numbers shoot through the roof if we can get that one.
I'm sure. All right, guys. So I don't think we had anything really house cleaning wise to get into.
No top of the show stuff?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you guys can go check out the Fantasy Football League if you want to. I mean, you know, there's a couple spots left in that. /radio.com/fantasyfootball. We got a few spots left for that. I think there's like three. Well, I don't remember. Go check it out. Cash prizes. Have fun. Guys, you ready to talk about nuts?
Always.
All right. Yeah.
Yes.
Say everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth.
Ooh. Ball time.
Yeah.
Kat, I know we talked last week. Still no Dan the Shiny Ball Man, huh?
Nope. Not yet. I'll send an alert. Well.
Yeah.
Somebody might need to go check on Dan.
Man, I'm so mad he didn't check on me.
Yeah, that was a dick move, Dan.
Yeah.
Well, not cool.
Could he be Dan the Dead Shiny Ball Man?
Uh-oh.
No. Yeah, and also, Dan, if you haven't joined the Patreon.
Quit being a freeloader.
Yeah, cheap bastard.
Wait, you gave him such a cool fucking nickname and nothing, you know?
Yeah, nothing. Not a damn thing. He's quit talking to cats.
Cat, I do think they could be correlated, though.
It could be. It probably has more to do with the fact that I got fired than anything.
What's been going on for weeks?
That's true.
Sorry, Kat, but if you hang out with us, we're probably going to ruin many friendships.
That's okay. That's
kind of how it goes.
Her and Ghost are getting along pretty well earlier. I don't know.
Yeah. Something about cutting pinkies off or something.
Yeah. They found love and I got heartbroken. This is crazy. Jesus Christ. Anyway, go to manscaped.com and save yourself 20% on your entire order and free shipping. using the FanSided20 promo code. They have everything you need, guys. I'm just going to say this again. It's summer.
Yeah. Well, that ball deodorant saved me this week.
Did it?
It's been hot around here.
Mm-hmm.
And woo, you know what? Wouldn't have known it if you were in my boxers.
Yeah. And I actually stopped and thought about it because I was walking to my car, from my car to my office. And yeah, it was hot here too, man. It was like 97 the other day. And I'm walking and I'm like, you know, imagine if I didn't have ball deodorant on right now.
Mm-hmm.
What would be going on? Whoa.
Yeah, it'd be terrible. You don't want to live like that. And you don't have to anymore because Manscaped has got you covered with ball deodorant. What's it called? The crop something or another?
The crop preserver.
Okay.
Yes, it is a deodorant for your nuts. I mean, guys, if you're going out, especially in these hell months of summer, and, you know, you put deodorant under your arms before you leave, why aren't you putting it on your nuts? It gets worse down there than under your arms, not for nothing.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, you do that. And then, of course, they got the Crop Reviver. So, you know, you need a little spritz, a little freshen up. You got that.
Yeah, that's genius.
Yeah. No, that's really, really smart. And again, you can do that discreetly damn near anywhere you are.
Oh.
And nobody's even going to know.
You might want to try and get behind some type of privacy wall, maybe in a bathroom. No?
You can try, but...
you don't need to. It's fine. I do it all the time.
I can picture Rob like in an office setting, and he's for some reason has to like change a light bulb or a tile or something. He's standing on a desk. He's like, you know, now's a good time.
Yeah, I do it anywhere. I don't care. I do it. I told you, I do it at the office, the grocery store. I do it there. I don't care.
Oh.
What?
I feel like that needs to be bleeped.
Yeah,
that might be bleeped.
You're gonna bleep me during a Manscaped ad?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
They'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
They won't know why, but they'll appreciate it.
They'll hear where that conversation was going, and they'll say, yeah, that was a good move. yeah, guys, they have everything. They even have, we always talk about the Lawnmower 4.0. Four generations of ball trimming going on. It has the LED light. You can turn it on and off. It's the Jason X of ball trimmers, as I like to call it. Advanced skin safe technology. It also, as I love pointing out, has that 7,000 RPM motor.
Sweet Jesus.
Yep, and that's nothing to joke around about.
No.
Because of their ceramic blades and skin safe technology, you're perfectly safe.
That's right. That's right. They have an item called the Weed Whacker. And that is also waterproof, like the Lawnmower 4.0. It's a 9,000 RPM motor with a 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. And that's for your ears and nose trimming.
Oh, yeah. You're going to need those eventually, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not now, but you will need something to get rid of that nose. And you get old and hair just starts growing out of everything.
You ain't lying, man. I don't need that right now, but I can tell I'm going to.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep. It seems like eventually we all do. So, yeah, nose and ear trimmer, that's good. That's good stuff. The boxer briefs are the most comfortable underwear I've ever put on my body. They are amazing. I love those things. All sorts of good products at Manscaped. So go to manscaped.com and use our promo code FANSIGHTED20. You get 20% off and free shipping.
Ghost, you were considering buying yourself a lawnmower.
I did.
To shave your balls, right?
Mm-hmm. I did. I did buy one.
Oh.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
What?
I used code FANSIDED20.
You got 20% off that bitch?
I sure did. Sure did.
What they charge you to ship it, Ghost?
Free. It was free.
Look at that. I'll be good. Goddamn. Look at that.
I'm interested to see because, you know, they talk a lot. I looked into it. I was like, is this really made so that women could use it too? And it seems promising. I'm really fucking sick of buying razor heads. It's annoying. I'm sick of it. They're expensive. So I'm going to try this out. We'll see what happens. I'll give you my review.
Damn.
I'll tell you, it's not the closest shave I've ever had, but it is it's the easiest to use. It's a dependable razor. It is not bad at all.
There you go. There you go. So, Ghost, you will give us an update on your balls.
Yes, I will.
how everything goes with your new lawnmower. Look at that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Manscaped is Slasher Radio approved.
That's right.
Not a lot of things are.
And if you have Manscaped, your balls are Slasher Radio approved.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm. If you're using it. I mean, if you just buy it and let it sit there. All right.
Yeah. I mean, come on. She was like, hold
That's
up.
That's true.
I just wanted to clarify.
She was like, speak for yourself.
Man, if I ever see somebody with a lawnmower 3.0 or 4.0 and didn't use it, I'd slap the shit out of them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you get this thing, you use it, and then you got the nicest nuts at the bus station.
Well, I just, our Patreon has taught us that we need to be very explicit in our bylaws. So before we start approving balls, I just, you have to use the lawnmower.
Yeah.
Radio
yeah, Ghost, our legal team had to be put in place because of somebody.
Well, at least you have a legal team now. Like, you know, if you didn't, what was going to happen with what Rob said earlier?
Yeah, that's true. I'm glad we have a legal team for that.
What I said was fine. There was nothing wrong with that.
If you didn't have a legal team, I could go to HR right now and there'd be a lot of issues.
You didn't have to go to CAT.
Mm-hmm.
I put in an CAT. HR complaint recently.
Yeah, so did I.
How's that going, Kat? Yeah, you asshole.
The paperwork has been put in.
Yeah, I was trying to get Rob arrested. And I forget, what was yours, Rob?
You were being a little crybaby bitch.
That's what it
you
was.
You were being a crybaby bitch.
Yeah.
Rob was picking on Italians, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't sound like me.
It sounds, that is the most common complaint in the HR department.
I just want to mention that someone replied to that tweet I made to Ryan Reynolds and said, what happened?
Stop.
There's no way I could explain all that in one tweet.
Leave it be a mystery.
Unless Ryan Reynolds responds.
Somebody's going to try and cancel Ryan Reynolds now.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. They're going to be like, Ryan Reynolds did something horrible. We got to cancel him.
Oh, fucking A.
Just reply and be like, I'm too upset to talk about it.
I'm not replying to that tweet. I've ignored people for much less. I'm not getting into that publicly. Oh, man. All right. Are you guys ready to get into the news?
Yes.
Ready.
All right.
It's time to hump the news with Rob.
He's not a genius.
Rob, it still wasn't nice what you did to me on my birthday paper, man. I can't get over that.
Are we going to get over this or not? Jeez. See, he's being a whiny baby bitch again.
That is the second most frequent complaint in the HR department.
Kat, he's also picking on Italians again.
Well, he was picking on you.
I'm Italian. All right. Here we go. News. Rob Zombie gives an update on the Munsters movie in a new Instagram post. It looks like they are starting to, I don't know what they're building, but they're building something. I don't know if it's the house or, I don't know, but.
I'll be honest with you, that doesn't sound real fucking promising. You don't know what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, if we don't know what it is, that's not a good
it's
sign.
Like the, it's not even the walls aren't up or anything like that. It's like the base, the foundation.
Yeah.
And like some 2x4s.
Yeah, it's very low level of the of their process, I would imagine.
So, all right.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how this Munsters thing turns out.
But the ball's rolling at least. That's a good sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got it going.
Yeah, doing his Rob Zombie thing on the Munsters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's going to be great.
It's going to be phenomenal. Can't wait. Yeah, Rob, it really wasn't nice what you did to me on my birthday pick. Anyway, moving forward. Rob Zombie helped Saw 3 director Darren Lynn Bozeman with the MPAA. And then it says Spiral was even more difficult. I had to look into this a little bit because I wasn't sure what the hell was going on. But apparently this was for Saw 3. And Darren Bozeman had tweeted out, this was earlier this year, that he had to call Rob Zombie and ask for help with the MPAA. So that's kind of crazy. That.
So Rob... what did Rob Zombie do? Just like threaten the MPAA?
Yeah. Well, all right. So my first takeaway is not only has Rob Zombie given us all these terrible movies, but now he's reached beyond to give us other terrible movies that he's not even involved in.
Hey, watch it.
Damn.
Saw 3 was good.
Saw 3 was good.
Saw 3 is not good, guys.
Yes, it is. Excellent.
I hate to be the voice of reason, but that movie sucks.
I gotta rewatch it.
Can we kick him off of his own birthday show?
I'm about to. I have a question about the MPAA, and it has nothing to do with Rob Zombie, really, but it's been bothering me. It came up in passing on the show a couple weeks ago, and it's still bothering me. We had talked about how during the Spiral Live tweet, they had talked about like how much stuff had to get cut for it to even get an R rating. And I had talked a lot about how some of the scenes, especially the traps, made a lot more sense in the full context that they were showing on Twitter. But they didn't have to take that much out, right? Because Saw 3 also has an R rating, and it made, like, the traps are way more graphic than in Spiral.
The problem is the MPAA is not a set thing. So as members come and go and sort of times kind of change, it's their rules are either, you know, really strict or they're rather loose.
So have we just gotten stricter since then? Is that
apparently so? I don't know. But like, because like in the 80s, they were super strict, and that's why a lot of like they talk about Friday the 13th. A lot of those movies were going to be a lot gorier than they are, but they had to constantly cut stuff out for the MPAA.
Right,
which is absurd.
Yeah, and there's just a ton of movies from the 80s where that's the story, and then it seemed to loosen up, and now it looks like they're tightening up again. But yeah, because they don't have any like set guidelines, it's just sort of the panel's opinion, I guess.
How they feel at the time.
Yeah, so it's sort of like, how do they feel at the time, and you know, I don't know how often they turn over the people that are on that panel. I don't even know. It's a weird, crazy process.
That makes a lot of sense, but it's still really frustrating. I still feel like they had to take too much out of Spiral.
They did.
Like, that is so... It's barely even an R rating with what they ended up showing. That's gonna bug me forever.
Having seen Spiral, I would argue they didn't take enough out.
Short of taking the whole movie out of Spiral.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have been much happier to go to the theater and see that had it just been the trailers and then the closing credits.
I think they took, okay, hear me out. I think they took too much of the traps out of Spiral. Yeah. I think that's one of the few things they could have done to improve the movie without completely rewriting it.
Now, see, I'm gonna throw this out there. I don't know why. I guess with Spiral, we didn't quite know what, you know, it's a Saw movie, but they were putting it out as like a, you know, it was up in the air. But should there not be maybe an RX rating? Like, can X rated movies, you know, movies yes. with an X rating be shown in movie theaters or no?
They can.
They can, but movie theaters won't show them. And we don't really have an X rating anymore. It's an NC-17 now.
Okay.
Yeah, and they don't usually show them because usually not a lot of people show up to see those kind of movies.
Yeah.
So they use the theater for their big ticket movies, unless right. it's a theater that's huge and has like 30 screens or some shit like that.
I mean, we are obviously on the other side of this fence where we like the blood, we like all that stuff. And don't get me wrong, I am the type where like you can go too far with that shit for me to where I don't want to see it. You can. And I guess that would lead to movies getting carried away. But there can be circumstances like Friday the 13th, for example, nowadays, and even Spiral. Like, I mean, come on, man. Could there not be like an RX rating where it's like these for these movies that don't go too far? Like, what the hell?
That's what the director's cuts are.
Yeah. But that's not in the theater.
I know, which totally sucks. I hate it. I most of the time when I finally get to see a director's cut, it's always worth it.
Yeah. I mean, the reason theaters don't show NC-17 movies is because kids can't go at all.
Mm-hmm.
And whether we like to admit it or not, kids drive the box office. They're the ones who go to the movies more often than anybody. And so that's why theaters won't show them. And that's the leverage, obviously, that the MPAA uses is, you know, this is an NC-17. You've got to cut this out to get it to an R, because then, you know, once you've got your R rating, it'll show up in theater.
Why haven't we seen a time where director's cuts are released, at least limited, in movie theaters?
I think that's happened.
Yeah, but it should happen. That should be a more regular thing.
Here's the thing, is they should release more director's cuts of movies.
Yeah, but then you go into the rating thing we're talking about. You get that
Yeah,
issue.
But if you release director's cuts, they're usually unrated.
I don't know.
And they're usually straight to DVD. They don't show them in theaters.
It's just annoying because to get director's cuts, you have to buy DVDs. And for people who don't buy DVDs, like me, I haven't bought DVDs in a while. It's like, you know, how long do you go without seeing it? You think what you see on the movie screen is the movie. It's just
right,
annoying.
Yeah.
It's annoying. Anyway, yeah, Rob Zombie helps Saul. There you go. Now you can like Saul even more, Rob.
Yeah, great.
All right. Well, next up, you can pre-order from Trick or Treat Studios a Dr. Satan ornament from Rob Zombie's House of a Thousand Corpses.
All right.
Pretty badass, right?
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't want that.
Right? Why wouldn't you?
All right.
Looks pretty cool.
Very yeah. impressive how many Rob Zombie things you're able to find.
Today. It's eerie, yeah. right? It's strange. I just sent you guys a picture of it in case you were like, Rob, you might pre-order this, I know. So just in case you were looking to... It does look pretty cool.
It does.
If you say so.
I do. I mean, that don't look cool.
It's fine.
Mm. And it's nice to see House of a Thousand Corpses get some love.
Hell yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, speaking of House of a Thousand Corpses, next up, Rob Zombie's Three wow. from Hell returns with a 4K Ultra HD Steelbook, and it's going to be coming out for Halloween.
Oh, man, you got to get that. You want to see luchadors with machine guns in 4K.
I am kind of mad that this is not coming out because I already own it on Blu-ray.
Oh, you gotta
I'm
kind of
mad that you own it on Blu-ray.
Oh, wait, no, maybe it is 4K. I lied. I think I did buy it in 4K.
There you go.
It wasn't a steelbook, though.
I'm probably not going to get this. Oh. I'm going to hold out hope that they release like a full set of them, get all three. Because I can stream them is the thing, is I think I have access to all of them on streaming right now. So yeah. I don't need a physical copy. But if I can get all three, like when they stop showing one of them somewhere, and then I can pick up all three by that point, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
There you go. Rob, I don't know what your problem with these movies are.
They're terrible movies.
They're great movies.
They really are.
I'm sorry, Three from Hell is objectively bad, guys. That's a bad movie.
Come on. It wasn't... I thought it was good. Seeing Otis in a suburban setting raising hell was pretty cool.
No, stupid.
Baby in that jail cell? Bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Beating the fuck out of people handcuffed.
Nope. Did not like it. Didn't like them in jail. Didn't like them in suburbia. Didn't like them in Mexico.
Damn.
You don't like anything fun.
Hey, you don't like fun, Rob. Shit, mother.
Talk to me about that. We'll do Noah's Shark next week.
Whoa, now. Let's not get carried away.
I like both sides of this fight. This is working out great for me.
All right, guys. Well, I just sent you something on Twitter for the last piece of news that I have.
Ooh.
Rob Zombies, the Munsters, gets a Devil's Reject style fan art, Rob.
Oh, boy. Look at that. Jesus Christ.
Look at that. There's a fan, and I guess they posted on Instagram at Doug McFug. All right.
Dude, they put Grandpa Munster in a wife beater.
Yeah. He's holding heat, too. Want to see that? Got a pistol on him.
I hate this.
This guy's cup says juice.
I hate this so much.
It sure does. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Someone took Rob's nightmare and just...
Yeah. I hate this so much. Yeah, and this is what this movie's going to be, I bet. This is a fucking joke.
I mean, even the blonde chick even looks like Sherry Moon a little bit.
Yep, it does.
Well, you know she's going to be the blonde.
Probably. I don't think it would be a bad move either. This looks perfect to me.
Yeah, right.
That looks like a great movie.
Yeah, you guys can head over to Dread Central if you want to check this out. I might tweet it, shit. Rob, can you retweet this for me?
No, I cannot.
What do you mean? You can.
My computer's not working. My phone's broke.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Wow. My God.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. It's such a shame you weren't able to record with us today.
I know. You're on the computer. That's strange. All right. Well,
terrible.
That's a strange bug, but that's what they think of the Munster should be.
Yeah.
What say you, Mr. Humphrey?
This is fucking terrible, man. this is what I was worried about. He's going to take this thing that is essentially just a fun sitcom with a spooky tilt to it, and he's going to turn it into this. It's going to be white trash monsters that nobody wants to see that.
Someone wants to see it, apparently. Yeah.
Doug McFug wants to see it. Yeah. And apparently, Gemini underscore Lexi underscore filth. Wow. Said awesome with a bunch of exclamation points and a fire emoji.
Oh, I didn't know there was a fire emoji involved.
Yeah, that's serious shit right there.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I have for the news.
All right, perfect.
I actually had news that I wanted to bring up, but it's just not going to be as satisfying if it doesn't involve Rob Zombie at this point. So we'll talk about it next week.
I mean, you can bring it up if you want to, Kat.
No, I'm really excited. Fathom Events is doing an anniversary screening for Scream in October.
Rob Zombie's hosting.
Rob Zombie's hosting it.
That is fucking awesome. I would imagine there's somewhere around here I can catch that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I was just complaining the other day. I got tickets to, I haven't bought them yet. I have tickets in my cart for Labyrinth, and it's like the third Labyrinth screening I've been to, and I went off on a tangent about how I've seen this one movie 3 times in theater, and I still haven't seen like any horror movie anniversaries with the exception of like Jaws and Saw. And then that day they announced that they were doing a screening of Scream, and I was like, okay, well, I'll quit complaining for now.
For now, she said. Fathom always does great shit.
They do.
Oh, we could tie it in. Fathom also did 3 from Hell.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
I did also go to that.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to 3 from Hell. It was the double feature.
Yes. Yep.
I bought tickets for me and my sister to go.
I took my mom. She was mad.
My sister loved it because she loves those movies.
So you've seen Devil's Rejects and 3 from Hell?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Back to back. It was great.
They didn't show House of 1,000 Corpses?
I was so sad they didn't do the trilogy.
I thought they were going to. I would have sat through all of it.
So that was a really frustrating thing, because they had one that was doing it, but it was like a 3-hour drive, or I could go see just the double feature at my local theater, and I was like,
I mean, me and my sister kind of made it 3 movies, because we did watch House of 1,000 Corpses before we left the house to go to the theater.
Right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Smart.
We made a night of it. Yep. And it was cool because the theater was really small, so there weren't a ton of people there, and they had a bar.
Oh, those are the best.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
Did you have to fart on anybody, Ghost?
No.
I'm just checking. Apparently, that's what you do.
That's how you get people to not sit next to you.
By the way, a little update on that. I told Stevie Juice about your excursion in the movie theater with the ass, Rob. Yeah. And he was proud.
Good.
He said that's what you do.
Yeah, yeah. Again, I didn't have to. I just chose to.
Fair.
I don't know if makes it better or worse.
The opportunity presented itself, and I made the most of it.
He said, man, I got a fart. These kids won't shut the fuck up, so here we go.
Yeah. All right. We can play this game if you want, kid.
You beat them with experience is what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to ruin my movie.
All right. That's all I have for the news, guys. We're going to take a short break, and we will be back with Night of the Creeps. Oh, Rob?
Yeah.
Mr. Birthday Boy.
How you doing?
Not my best night. Not my best night. I've had better. Do you want to set the table for this thing?
Sure. It's, I like this movie. It's Night of the Creeps from 1986, starring Tom Atkins. And I picked it for my birthday because I figured that was the only way it was ever going to get on the show. I was torn between Tom Atkins or a shark movie. Mentioned before, I could not find a Tom Atkins shark movie, so we went with this one.
Thank God.
Night of the Creeps, 1986, sort of a horror comedy. Yeah, I really, really enjoy it. It's I think they do some interesting, fun things with it. And my notes, actually, at one point, I just quit taking notes because everything I wrote were here are my notes. Those aliens are amazing. That unibrow is amazing. 70 stereotypes are amazing. Or these 80 stereotypes are amazing. Tom Atkins in a white suit is amazing. Thrill Me is amazing. And then I was like, you know what? I'll just stop. I'm just making a list of everything that's amazing.
Fair. Well, I just want to throw out some numbers on this before we really start digging on it.
Sure. Okay.
The budget of this movie was $5 million.
Yep.
Opening weekend in the U.S. and Canada, they earned $220,800.
Yes.
Total gross for this movie worldwide, which seemed to just be U.S. and Canada, was $591,366.
Yes. They lost a fuck ton of money on this movie.
So they lost $4.5 million on this movie.
Yeah, they sure did.
Did this director go on to direct anything else?
Yeah, he hold on. Let me look him up because I know that's
scary.
I believe he's done some other stuff. Frank
can't
Becker,
believe anybody else trusted him after he lost $4.5 million.
So in 1986, he has a story credit on the movie House, and he has a story credit on the movie House to the Second Story. He co-wrote and directed The Monster Squad.
I think you're making up titles now.
He did 4 episodes of Tales from the Crypt.
I'm sorry. I know we're going back at this point, but House, are we talking about the... Wait, I'm thinking of the wrong movie, right?
Yeah, not the Japanese movie.
Okay.
No,
because I was just baffled.
The Sean Cunningham produced, like, goofy comedies.
Oh, okay.
He did, and he co-wrote and directed RoboCop 3. I mean, he did a few movies after that, too. He also co-wrote, his latest thing was the Predator, the Shane Black movie. He was a co-writer on that from 2018. Not a good movie.
Yeah, neither was this one, Rob. I hate to break it to you.
Oh, you lie. You lie like a dog.
I do want to point out, I'm so sad that you said that, because one of my notes, I was going to take bets on how frustrated you were. One of my first notes is, I bet Mikey is loving this movie.
Not at all.
How? Because everyone likes this movie, Mikey.
I knew. And I knew the second that it went black and white for just a little bit, I was like, he's hating this. He's out there somewhere right now hating this.
I knew the second he saw those fucking aliens on that ship.
Dude, those aliens are amazing.
Did you see what their ass was trying to be? What was that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was trying to be an ass. I don't know what it was. It was fucking weird.
Yeah, they were cool as shit.
No, they were weird.
It's in my notes. Those aliens are amazing. That's the first note I took.
That's actually almost verbatim one of my notes.
Oh, here we go again.
We're going to get this out of the way, though, because I do have a few things where I'm going to agree with Rob, but, and I hate to say this, I did not like this one as much on the rewatch. I was so excited going into it, and there wasn't a lot for me the second time around.
You guys are the worst.
I'm so sorry. I was so excited about this one. But that being said, the aliens were my favorite part, except for the creeps were my favorite part. This is the only movie where I wish they had shown, like, the monsters more, because every time they slithered across the ground, I got so happy. That was just so much fun for me to watch.
Well, what about that guy's unibrow?
He did, in fact, have a unibrow.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's where we differ. I don't know about that one.
You think it's easy to grow a unibrow like that?
Well, that was definitely not grown
if you shave that spot enough, it's not that hard.
All right. Well, I disagree with all of you. This movie is genius. It may, in fact, be one of, if not the best movie ever made.
What?
This movie has so many fucking plot holes. Are you kidding me?
What plot holes? No plot holes.
Do I need to break it down for you?
That's what we're here to do, isn't it?
How long do y'all have? There are so many plot holes. This fucking guy just like is like, oh man, I'm gonna tell this fucking kid who's a suspect that's at my house that I murdered some dude 30 years ago. That's bizarre. He covered it up as a cop and is underneath some fucking house now, right? That's weird. Two, how the fuck did that kid know to light the little slug on fire? What was that?
That was a little weird.
Thank you.
That wasn't weird. You're going to try anything.
And then he somehow crawled down to the furnace where he died. But excuse me, I'm sorry. He said he walked.
He walked randomly.
Furnace. Yeah. Couldn't walk out of the bathroom, but walked down to the furnace.
Yeah.
And the friend somehow got the tape after he was dead, but then they couldn't find him.
Yeah. Which I don't see the problem here, Ghost.
Right. You're right. It's not a plot hole at all.
No, this script is airtight. Are you kidding me?
Yep. Airtight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
I had mentioned how much digging I did to see what the fuck you were doing with this pick. And honestly, I forget how long through it, maybe about 45 to an hour through it. I sat here and said, this movie's so fucking bad. This is what he did. He made us watch this fucking piece of crap.
It's not that bad.
No, it is.
No, I thought normal human beings, you were going to love this movie. And for my birthday, I would have tricked you into loving a Tom Atkins movie.
That shit didn't work.
See, there were ulterior motives.
Of course, there's always ulterior motives. What do you think?
Are you new here? No.
I truly thought that, man. I'm like, this is what he did. He made us watch this piece of crap. And he sold it as good, and I didn't know. And here I am, watching a piece of crap.
Mm-hmm.
That's honestly no bullshit what went through my mind. Like, this is what he did.
In a movie that was less than or right about an hour and a half, you somehow managed to pick a movie that didn't get interesting until the last half an hour.
Okay, it got interesting the second those aliens showed up. They were like the second best part of the movie.
The aliens are amazing. The slugs are amazing. It's a lot of fun. Tom Atkins got a ton of great lines in this thing. You know, the good news is the dates are here. The bad news is they're dead.
Oh yeah, let's not forget the gem.
It's Miller time.
It's Miller time.
Are you kidding me? Hell yeah, that's awesome, dude.
It was so painful. That was my last note, by the way. I was done.
But that's the thing. That's what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed, you know, it's not supposed to be like taken seriously. It's a fun little farcical, satirical horror comedy.
And I get that.
And it's taken shots at these 80s action movies where, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger always had his one-liners after he killed people. So to say it's Miller time, you know, it's stupid. Of course it's stupid, but that's the point.
But it wasn't like stupid, like good stupid. It was bad stupid.
No, it's awesome stupid.
It wasn't like so bad it's good. It was so bad it's just really bad.
But it's not bad. That's the thing. It's doing exactly what it wants to do.
I'm going to use a wrestling term. It's like go home heat.
No, and I'm not sure I believe in go home heat.
I agreed with Rob so strongly my first time watching Night of the Creeps. I'm less excited about it on the rewatch is the thing. I think part of that is because a lot of the enjoyment for me was it's very, you just keep thinking that it's not, they're not going to do that. You know, they're not going to have the it's Miller time thing in there. And then they do and you're surprised. And I think once the surprise had worn off, it took some of the charm away for me. But I like the first time I ever saw this, I was very like, it was fun, it was funny, I was surprised.
You're supposed to be working tonight anyway, Kat.
I'm trying to defend you as much as I can.
Somehow I feel like it's a backhanded in some way, and the fact that you have abandoned me on this movie,
I'm sorry,
a disgrace.
It's not as good on the rewatch.
I kind of understand what Kat's saying, because there were some moments where some of the shit got like a laugh out of me. Well, I shouldn't say a laugh, like a chuckle. But it wasn't because it was like super funny. It was because it was like so dumb. It's like, holy shit, they actually put this in a movie. Like, it was written and revised and put out there. Like, what? How did that happen? Some of the shit that was said is just so beyond bizarre.
I would say it was written, revised, and then perfected, and then put out there.
Well, In my research, I read that the script was written in a week. So I'm going to go ahead and say that it was not perfected.
All right.
Piece of garbage. Belongs in a dumpster.
I am so disappointed in the three of you. That's the thing. I'm not even mad. I'm just disappointed.
Wow. Yeah, that's not going to work on me anymore.
I want you to go to your room and think about what you've done.
Well, I'm already here, and I think what I did was great.
It's ridiculous. This movie is an absolute gem.
Don't see it, man. I couldn't believe it. And I thought I was going to like it at the beginning, like, because it felt very Killer Clownsy.
Yep.
You know, and I'm like, okay, all right. And that's the thing, like, I fully get what kind of movie it was. Like, I understand. But, yeah, Ghost had mentioned this was about an hour and a half long. Dude, this felt like it was fucking forever.
No, dude, yeah. This flew by. I couldn't believe it was over.
No, I was begging the Lord for this fucking thing to be over. Me and Jesus had a talk, man.
So I kind of, again, the first time I saw it, I didn't feel that way at all. The parts in between, because there were a few moments that got me. There were a few moments I laughed out at the second time around also. And like I said, watching the slugs made me really happy. The aliens were great. But the spaces in between that did feel a lot longer this time around. It was one of the reasons why I didn't like it as much.
They were just like the scenes that they prolonged were ones that didn't need to be prolonged. Like there's that scene where Tom Atkins' character comes in. Oh, no, it was the girl that came and knocked on their dorm room door. And he turned to look at his friend and it took him so fucking long to turn his head in the chair to look at him to get up. I was like, oh, my God, is this going in slow-mo? Did someone press pause? Like, what is going on? So there are a lot of moments I felt that were drawn out that didn't need to be and could have been placed elsewhere.
Yeah.
I do feel like there was way too much time spent with, I don't know, the virgins, the two guys.
Yeah, the main characters.
There was way too much time, way too early spent with them.
Yeah.
I feel.
Bitching and whining.
I feel bad. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I do feel bad because I know how much Rob likes the damn thing. Dude, I honestly, and I was when I felt that Killer Clowns vibe, and it was early, like when the spaceship went over the car and shit. I was there for it, man. And it did not last long. Holy crap.
Right, because that whole black and white section at the beginning is awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it's odd because, yeah, like the radio says the killer's headed west on Route 66.
Yeah,
towards Corman University, and then she turns the lights on, and she's parked right there by a Route 66 West sign in Corman University.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's
hilarious.
Then you had the guy with the axe. I was like, oh shit, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was all downhill from there.
No, no. All three of you, you hate fun.
So I have another question for you, Rob. Plot hole. If those things like to basically, I don't know, feast / also lay their eggs in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell did the axe wielding murderer have things in his brain at that time? Like, it was like, what, 30 years later? How did he come up? How was he turned into a zombie? He didn't have brains. He was dead in the ground for 30 years.
Oh, well, because they got into his brain. They reanimated.
But he didn't have a brain. He's dead. It's gone. It's shriveled up.
No, that's not how it works, Ghost. You don't know. It's science. You wouldn't understand.
And even if they were in there, they were laying dormant for 30 years?
Yeah. Yeah, no. They were hibernating.
No, I don't. It's not a cicada thing.
All right, so you're going to tell me about the life cycle of an alien slug now?
Yeah, I am, actually.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know. You know, another thing I want to bring up that does piss me off. Why, and maybe this was an 80s thing, I don't know, but why do every human-like creature that's not human have to look like a zombie? Is it just me?
No, it doesn't bother me.
Are they zombies? The you know, all those things going to their brain and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
This is like an alien zombie movie? Like, I don't
know. Yeah, kind of. All right. Well, I guess I'm never going to suggest that we all watch Slither.
don't even know what that is.
Slither had Nathan Fillion in it, though, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I would watch Slither again.
Yeah, we're not watching it because it's the same damn movie.
Except for it had Nathan Fillion in it. Hold on.
This had Tom Atkins in it, all right? The world's most handsome man.
No.
Is that where we landed on Tom Atkins?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well,
are you wearing your Tom Atkins shirt right now?
No, I'm not.
What the fuck?
I should have been. I didn't think about it. I'm wearing a Lucha Brothers shirt.
I'm wearing a Rob Zombie shirt.
What?
Really?
Cabin in the Woods. Yeah.
What did you do that for?
Sorry.
There's no reason.
She says she always wears it.
Oh, right. I blocked that out. Shit. Rob, I do feel bad. I'm not going to lie. I do feel bad.
You sons of bitches. I thought I was going to bring us all together. Like all four of us were going to come together and love this movie. And look what you did.
I feel doubly bad because I also thought that. And then once I rewatched it, I also realized that not only am I letting you down, Rob, but I endorsed this movie in front of Mikey last week.
Here's the thing. Mikey's just saying he didn't like it to be spiteful.
I swear I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're trying to repay me for your birthday.
No, that was the news segment. I'm Kat, done with that now.
Kat is doing this just to get back at me for Hush. And Ghost is doing this just because she's evil. None of you are telling the truth right now. You're all liars. In front of Jesus and everybody, you're lying.
No, man.
No, this movie was bad. I had a bad time.
Rob, I fell asleep for a couple minutes during this fucking movie, man.
Just like you did that live stream that one time?
Oh, you bastard. Yeah, exactly like that. I fell asleep for longer during the live stream, though. I kind of wish I could reverse the roles. It would have been nice to miss a bigger chunk of this.
All right. Well, here we are, I guess.
I don't know what to say, man. It's like, you know, you got balls, dude. For what you said about Brain Scan and nothing happening, are you kidding me?
Brain Scan was terrible. This movie's amazing.
But nothing happened in this damn thing. For how long? We had to see a human Ken doll laying on the floor with no peach and nothing. And, like, nothing happened.
Yeah, what happened to his dick?
That was really weird because they they kept showing it, but there was not anything there.
He was wearing boxers in the little cryogenic chamber. And then when he was laying on the floor, he had nothing on. And I was really confused.
Yeah, no peach.
Mm-hmm. Gone.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't have a dick.
Why?
If that's the process of having your body frozen for time, sign me out.
Yeah, it froze. It fell off. It happens. It happens in Canada all the time.
Good. I hope Ryan Reynolds' dick fell off.
I was
going
to say, Ryan Reynolds is next.
Wow.
Good. I hope so.
It happens up there in the Great White North constantly.
We'll call it that.
All right. Well, I think what we've learned here is, out of all of us, I'm the most fun, and you guys all suck.
I'm not sure that's where we landed on that.
Yeah.
Congratulations, everybody.
There's no way you really like this movie.
I love this
movie.
There's
no way.
No, there's a way.
I'm offended that you don't.
Like, because the first time I watched it, I really liked this one. I was looking forward to it. It doesn't hold up, is the thing.
Or, on the other hand, it holds up perfectly.
The only thing that's funny are those little one-liners, and you already know them.
Yeah.
You know they're coming. And even then, they're not funny because they're good. They're funny because they're just so fucking awful. It's like a pity laugh.
Yeah, but when I watch a comedy, I already know when the jokes are coming, but I still laugh at them, and they're still funny.
Well, yeah, because those are funny, the jokes in this movie.
Yeah, these are funny, too.
Not funny.
It's Miller time. I couldn't believe it.
I said, excuse me? Did he just say that?
Yeah, hell yeah, he did.
That was my last note.
That was the last straw for
you. I was done after that. I was like, no. He did not. And not another, like, I do feel bad because I now really hate Tom Atkins because of you. And it's nothing he did.
Ooh.
It was you. Because when he came on the screen for the first time, and he's sitting there in his ugly ass suit thinking he's fly as hell.
Dude, he looked good in that white suit.
I was like, are you kidding? Like, this is the first we're seeing of him. And like, this is how we're going to see him first. Oh, my God. Like, I despise him now. And it's your fault.
That's terrible.
It is.
Terrible.
Poor guy.
All right. Well, I mean, if you guys don't like this movie, I don't know what we're going to do going forward because you're never going to like anything.
You like stuff.
Or you're going to like. Yeah, it's all garbage, though.
Oh,
Wow.
I could, it was hard pressed for me to find anything redeeming about this. Effects would be the only thing.
All right. Well, just mark the tape right now. This could be the end of Slasher Radio.
Over this?
Yeah.
None of the
this
creeps.
Is the one that finally breaks us.
Yeah, this is it. This is the one where it's done. Look, all right. Mikey started off with some numbers, so I'm going to throw some numbers out real quick.
Oh, boy.
This has got a Rotten Tomatoes score of 74, an audience score of 70. All right, so audiences and critics like this movie. Did you notice all the horror movie references in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you didn't get all of them.
You had Corman University and all the names, of course. You had the characters' names were Chris Romero. One guy's name is James Carpenter Hooper.
Yeah.
there's Cynthia Cronenberg, Detective Ray Cameron after James Cameron, Detective Landis, Sergeant Ramey, and a Mr. Miner after Steve Miner. And the last fact that I have about this movie is Tom Atkins says this is his favorite movie of his.
Why you picked it?
You know, you're just making Mikey hate Tom Atkins more at this point, right?
I don't care what Mikey wants to be wrong. He can be wrong. I mean, clearly he's wrong. This is an absolute classic. No one dislikes this movie except for you three.
I'm sure that's not correct.
And I am most disappointed in you, Kat.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize to him.
Well, I feel bad. I was so excited about this one last week. And I know I'm going to apologize because I know it felt bad when Rob pulled the shit on me with Hush. It doesn't feel good. And I do apologize. This isn't vengeance. It's just not. It doesn't hold up. And I'm sorry.
I did appreciate all the horror little nods. I mean, that was that goes a long way for me. I'll give them that. That's cool. They did that.
Yeah. Fine. I'm done. Let's pour it away this shit and get out of here.
I'm sorry, dude. Like, this is not, like Kat said, it's not spite.
You guys are terrible people.
Hey, Rob, do you remember for Mike's birthday when you ruined it?
No.
How does it feel?
Didn't happen.
I mean, I don't know.
What he did to me
was way worse stuff and nothing. But no, it
was.
If I liked it, I would come out and say that I like it. And I just can't, man.
All right. Near perfect movie, but near that's fine.
Perfect.
It's so fucking funny.
I want you to know, if you are still bullshitting and you pull that into the Portnoy and besmirch the Portnoy, shame on you.
Oh, you ain't gonna like my Portnoy.
I know I'm not gonna like it, but it better be a real one.
You ain't gonna like it. It's gonna be real and you ain't gonna like it. I already had it jotted down.
All right. Damn, man.
Yeah.
I have a feeling there's gonna be a 9 in front of it.
God,
this movie is a stone cold classic. And hey, guys, thrill me.
Oh, God.
Can you bleep that?
I love it so much.
Who wants to go first with these Portnoys?
Who wants to piss them off first?
I mean, I can if you want.
Yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
I want you to know, I am thinking of the nicest possible number I could pick right now. Like, I'm really trying to come up with it. Because this is going to be on an I feel bad curve. I'm going to give this a 2.6.
All right. Son of a bitch. 2.6. It's fucking ridiculous. All right.
And that's on a curve, damn it.
This movie is so much better than that.
You want me to go next?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Rob. Terrible choice. Terrible, terrible choice. The only reason it's getting a score even this high is because some of the jokes did make me chuckle, but they really weren't that good anyways. But the number I thought of as we were finishing the movie would have been higher until I saw that fucking alien ship.
Oh, so
I'm giving it a 2.2.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go into witness protection for my Portnoy? I feel like I'm going to get attacked from both sides. I feel like I'm going to make three enemies here with this.
I'm not worrying anymore because Kat always says that.
If it makes you feel comfortable, Kat, you only have to worry about making two enemies.
Oh, because I've already made one enemy. Okay.
Yeah, in that case. Yeah, you're only going to be making two.
I'll go ahead. I'll lower it down to a 2. No, I'm going to give it a 5.9.
Oh,
I really liked it the first time I saw it. I think you can watch it once and have a good time. It's the rewatch that really kills it, and I'm bringing it down for that.
If I'm going to hate it more on a rewatch, oh my God.
All right, counterpoint to what Kat said, I believe you can watch this numerous times and enjoy it more and more as you go along. I love this movie. I think it's super funny. I think that Tom Atkins does a great job in his role. I think he delivers those lines like it's Miller time. It's so funny. I give this an 8.2.
Really?
Are you insane?
I said what I said, 8.2.
All right.
It's a great movie.
I felt pain watching this for a couple different reasons. It's not slasher radio approved. I'm sorry, Rob.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it lands at a
crime of the century.
4.7. We're never going to get another one approved, I don't think.
Something will come along.
What is the last one that got slasher radio approved?
The Perfection. And then before that.
That wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't. But before that, that was episode 186. Before that, the last one was episode 173. A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, which I know nothing of what was said.
That might be the problem. Did you the version you watched, did it have subtitles for the aliens at the beginning?
I know how to speak English. There didn't need subtitles for this one. I might not be great at it, but I understand it fluently.
All right.
Damn, man, that I can't believe Kat did that. You realize, Kat, that's right near a 6.
Yeah, I know. Originally was going to give it like a 6.2, but...
Yeah. Should have been higher, Kat.
Should have given it a 2.1 like you gave poor Resurrection.
Resurrection was bad.
And yet you're only 0.6 off from Resurrection, Kat.
Here's the thing, is that I didn't like Resurrection when I watched. If anything, I liked it more on the rewatch.
Unbelievable.
Like, I didn't like that the first time either.
I don't know. It was that whole ending just made it so much worse.
This was the end. I liked the end a lot. The end helped. The end was fun. I don't think there's ever been such a large difference in between my first and second viewing of a movie, though. Like, huge, huge difference.
You set a record, Rob. Look at that.
Yeah. Yep, that's what I wanted to do. That was my goal. You guys figured it out.
I don't know what your goal was. Like, what honestly were you trying to fucking do here? Because I know you're trying to do something. Like, what?
I told you, I thought everybody was going to love the movie and then I was going to be able to be like, haha, see, you love a Tom Atkins movie.
You had to know that Mikey wasn't going to like this.
I honestly thought he was going to like this movie because I thought, well, you know, he's Mikey, but he's also has a sense of humor, but clearly not.
I do. It's just, it's Miller time, isn't it? My God, man.
I'm laughing just you saying it, man.
Oh my God.
I don't know, man. I really enjoyed watching it again. I thought the way the story was structured was fun. You know, the black and white stuff at the beginning and then jumping ahead to what was present day. And then just all the 80s-ness of the movie.
Too much.
But again, all intentional.
Yeah, I know.
Just blowing those stereotypes of 80s movies completely up, you know? I absolutely had a blast with it again this time. I hadn't seen it in a while, but I had a ton of fun watching it again.
Did Ghost had mentioned something earlier about it before we were recording that the director apparently wanted this all in black and white? Did you know that?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Why?
He did.
I don't think that'd have worked.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that was such a good idea either.
I turned it on and it was in color and then it was in black and white. And I was like, fuck, I read that he wanted to do it all in black and white. I didn't think he actually did. Is it only in the beginning sequence?
Yeah, I don't know why he wanted to do it that way either. I don't think it would have worked. I mean, nothing black and white about the 80s.
Well, couldn't have made it worse.
Come on.
It being that black and white sequence to open it up, Kat, was the least of my worries at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry.
I can't believe you didn't love the little aliens. They're so
the aliens
just
were
perfect. It's amazing.
Aliens were all right, but God, this felt like a 3-hour movie.
Oh, stop it.
Minimum.
I'll find a 3-hour movie for you next time and you'll know what it feels like.
Well, I'm sorry, Rob. I'm mad that I feel a little bad.
I'm mad that you guys are all, this is like a work.
It's not a work.
And, yeah. Yeah. You guys are just to irritate me. It's, you've stooped to a whole new low, guys.
You know what this is? Is Rob's just trying to look like the victim.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. You guys are bullying me.
No.
Yep. You guys are bullying me by pretending not to like this movie just to ruin my day.
It is hilarious because it seems like lately, after every episode, someone's accusing someone of working everybody. We did that last week, too. Like, I swore Rob was bullshitting over Brain Scan.
Oh, God.
Man. Brain Scan, if we had done these in reverse order, can you imagine how much higher Brain Scan's ranking would have been?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's start picking movies in advance and we can kind of move them around appropriately.
That sounds like a lot of work. It's much more fun for me to panically send you guys messages on Wednesday going, what are we watching this week?
Yeah, I know. And Kat, 10 minutes before we record, what are we supposed to do for Patreon?
I was hoping it was going to be Roll for Initiative because I just know how to play D&D all the time.
I would have suggested that had I known that you were going to be there for it.
Oh, my God. Either the Roll for... I know Kat was also hoping for another sexy time with Rob.
Everybody's hoping for more sexy time with Rob.
God.
The internet's hottest dating show.
You can't set him up like that.
Rate of thrust.
Yep.
I want to say.
Yeah, rate of thrust.
Rob, I hope you enjoyed your birthday episode.
I mean, look, it could have been better. You guys could have done more, but it is what it is, I guess.
The new segment was on point, though.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I knew there was so much Rob Zombie news in one week.
I was shocked. I left something out. I couldn't believe it was that easy to find. I was like, how am I going to do this? Anyway, guys. Go wish Rob a happy birthday, even though it's slightly belated by the time you're hearing this. Then that's it. I mean, you can go check us out on Twitter @SlasherRadio. You can check us out on Twitch. I've been throwing down a little more often. We got a couple of people in there, and, it's a good conversation. We have a good time, and I've been on a roll on that fucking shit lately, boy. I've been setting them up on Friday recently. So, go check us out, twitch.tv/SlasherRadio. Check out the Patreon. We mentioned earlier that we recorded a new show, which is an extra show every week that you get on the Patreon for the fucking tier 2 and up. And there's merchandise. For anyone who's a patron is about to hear when this episode is done, the Easter egg, which, by the way, last week was like over half. It was like damn near 40 minutes.
What the hell are we talking? I never remember what we talk about.
I was in shock at how much of that was keepable. I was like, oh my God, like this stuff is funny. So if you're not a patron, you're missing out on that. And almost a damn near another hour of content last week, just in that alone. So,
yep, all because you're cheap.
There it is.
So, be sure to check it out. Patreon.com/SlasherRadio. You can also find all this stuff just if you go to the website. So, or follow us on Twitter. At which I'm at Mikey's Dead. Do not tag me, send me anything related to Ryan Reynolds ever again.
Yeah, just Tom Atkins.
I'd rather that at this point. So that's it. Rob, where you at?
I'm on Twitter at RadioRob123. I still don't have that username on TikTok because some dumbass took it. I have reported him for impersonating a celebrity. We'll see how that plays out. You can also listen to my other show, This Horror Life, which I do with Ghost, wherever you are listening to Slasher Radio.
Yeah, that was a bit of I think it was last week's episode of This Horror Life. You really are getting lost in this whole TikTok thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's insanity. Who does that?
God forbid. Kat, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at cat_velour, V-O-L-E-U-R. You can also check out the channel that I write for on YouTube, Blood Binge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was hoping we were not going to remember.
Jesus Christ, I forgot all about that.
Go check
out that, boy.
Are you the perfect dislike? There's one dislike on the one.
No, I did not dislike
it. I figured it was you.
I will tell you this. I did not dislike your video, but I did not like it, Kat.
Wow. Stingy with the lie.
Did you see that in the comments they started telling Jason so dumb jokes?
It's
the best thing that I've ever personally inspired.
Those sons of bitches.
I lost it.
Right. I'm about to go look up some of these jokes right now.
I'm about to go look up some of their usernames, and I'm gonna have to go find them, like in Jay and Silent Bob. Strike back.
It made me so happy.
I'm so mad at you.
Oh, come on. This is great.
I didn't know they did all that. Wow.
Jason Voorhees is so dumb. He stared at a cup of orange juice for 12 hours because it said concentrate.
Wow.
Unbelievable. See what you've done, Kat. You besmirched the good name of Jason Voorhees. There's no way he's stupider than Leatherface.
I don't know. So, and I want, because we were talking about this in the comment, in the host chat as well. I want to point out, I did mention that I was looking mostly at early Jason when he's dumber.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't mention he got a little smarter later on.
Yeah, he gets smarter. Smarter Jason is smarter than Leatherface, but dumb Jason.
But then he gets dumber again.
Yeah.
So he's like dumb, smart, dumb.
The man found his own way to Manhattan.
Followed him,
which is very impressive.
He ended up in space. Leatherface didn't do any of that shit. Leatherface, get out of Texas.
Our side channel commented Jason Voorhees is so dumb it takes him 2 hours to watch 60 Minutes, which made me really happy. I love that it's cross-channel drama now.
I seen that, and I was going to read it, but then I was like, wait a minute. I did feel like it took me 2 hours to watch some movie just tonight, so I should stay off it.
Nope.
I was surprised it took him that long to bring it up, to be honest.
I kind of forgot about it until I heard her say blood binge in my mind.
Oh wow, look at this, Cat. One Up Binge, another spinoff of the binge series.
How many fucking channels do they have?
We're up to four now.
Jason Voorhees is so dumb he thought a quarterback was a refund.
Wow.
Damn.
Jason doesn't play football.
He's not smart enough to. Apparently, for context, guys, Kat apparently wrote a video on Blood Binge where she called Jason the dumbest creature on earth, practically, and Rob took exception to it in our little chat group.
So. Rob got mad.
Yeah, go watch the video, but don't like it.
And he gave me an attitude about it, like I fucking wrote the damn thing.
I'll take it.
What the hell?
Remember a couple months ago, I told you that I wrote one that was going to make you mad at me. We're here now. It was this one.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
We've come full circle.
She forewarned you.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to somebody at the binge company.
Oh, no.
Whatever the hell it's called. Get this sorted out.
Could you, Kat, what would you do if you honestly got called into a meeting to discuss a strongly attacking letter to the company and it is from Rob?
I'd be so mad. I would be very surprised because they now have me working on I did a few guest pieces for the main channel. They've got me working on Rick and Morty, and if that fan base can't get me into trouble, I doubt Rob single-handedly can. But I
challenge accepted.
Oh no. What have I done?
The funniest part of that would be as he's reading it, Kat's boss is reading it to her, she's slowly realizing that's fucking Rob.
If I ever get called in, I'm gonna know it's Rob.
It's like, yep, freeloader. Yep, that's fucking Rob. Call me a freeloader. Oh my god, Ghost. Thank you for being here. I'm sorry it couldn't be a better movie for you.
Yeah, that was a horrible movie.
Yeah, Ghost. I'm really sorry you couldn't have been a better guest.
Wow.
I remember that, Rob.
Just one more thing to piss Rob off. Ghost, you were the last episode you were on was Halloween Resurrection. Out of those two episodes, which one would you say was better?
Oh, Halloween Resurrection. Duh. Okay. Also, yeah. I have something else that might piss him off depending on whether or not he likes Hugh Jackman.
I am ambivalent towards Hugh Jackman.
I am scared.
Well, how would you feel about him playing Jason Voorhees? Because apparently that's his dream role.
Mm-hmm. He can keep dreaming.
I'd feel better about Hugh Jackman if he was wearing a mask. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I wouldn't have to listen to him sing. You know what? I'm in.
Yeah, if he brings that singing shit in, I'll be mad as hell.
He might. It'll probably end up being a musical, knowing him.
You watch. That's what's going to happen after all this long layoff between movies and the fucking lawsuit and everything. It's all going to get resolved. They're going to announce a new movie. I'm going to be so excited, and it's going to be a fucking musical for some dumbass.
It'll be Hugh Jackman in a musical. I can't.
Deuced by LeBron fucking James. That'd be the shit of it. Well, I hope that last little tidbit helped you out through this. Well,
yeah. Yeah, it's perfect.
Well,
everything's great, guys.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yep.
All right, guys. Ghost, tell them where they can find you on Twitter and shit.
Oh, you can find me on Twitter at GhostDJ with a zero. I am also on Twitch and I stream sometimes. twitch.tv/GhostDJ with a zero.
That's it, guys. All right, so everybody, come back. Check us out next week. Give us a review, you lazy bastards, on iTunes. Check out the Patreon. Long live the Rob Zombie Munster sketch art. Good night from Slasher Radio.
Thrill me.
God damn you. Son of a bitch.
All the best of Slasher Radio podcast. Let's go.